getting back test Mishnah Dalad. Shlosha gittin psulim v'mniseis havlad kosher. There are three types of gittin that are pasul. But if she went and got married to somebody else and had children, the vlad is kosher. It's not the vlad is not a mamzer. Kasav b'ksav yado ve'ein alav edim. If he writes with his own handwriting the get, but there's no edim on the get. This is one of the examples that b'di'evad, if she went and married somebody, the kid is not a mamzer. So first of all, this is a libid Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds that edi chasima karti, that the most important part of the get are the edim that are on the get, that sign on the get. And even so, according to Rabbi Meir, if the husband was the one that actually wrote the get, you don't need edim, because ksav yado was kameya edim dami. Just like we have like hodas baldim, one of the litigants that are arguing over something. If one of them admits to something, that's like, you don't need other edim. He himself, the litigant himself, is admitting. Same thing here. The guy himself wrote the get, so you don't need any other edus. Yeshal of edim ve'ein bo zman, or if you have edim, but the zman wasn't written on the get. The zman, we said, was because either reason of shem yechap al basachoso, he'll try to predate a get because he doesn't want his niece, who's his wife, to get killed if she was mizano, or because of peiros. Now, why is it that the child from the second marriage is not a mamzer? We know that according to Meir, kol mishanim matbeah shetavu hu bo chacham, anybody that changes the format of the chacham of the get, the vlad that she would have from another man afterwards is a mamzer. She's still married. It's not a good get at all. So why, if you leave out this man, is not the case? So the Ran explains that these cases in the Mishnah are cases that if you wouldn't have them in all other shtaris, it wouldn't possible all other shtaris. It doesn't look like in another shtar that you're lying or being deceitful. Masha ain't kein other things where you write that he's in the east when he's really in the west, and vice versa, where in other shtaris it would be an issue. So therefore, in those cases by get, it's possible. But this is not the case here. So he just leaves out this man. So that's still, if she goes and marries somebody else, the kid is not a mamzer. Yesh bo zman ve'ein bo ella eid echad. There is a zman on the get, but there's only one eid. So there are a few ways to learn what the Mishnah is teaching us. So the Rab brings, there's one man, the Amar, that holds that we're relying on his ksav, meaning that the get was written by him, and really technically you shouldn't need any eid. And forget about one eid, you shouldn't need any. And the chiddush here is, even though there's one eid and he wrote the get, still, l'chatchila, he shouldn't give this get. That's why it's listed here. But the Yevit, if she went married, it's okay, but it's teaching us l'chatchila, he shouldn't do it. Or one man, the Amar, holds that no, he didn't write the get, the sofer wrote the get. So why is the vlad kosher? I, there's only one aid here. Because the sofer is going to be considered like the second aid. So that's why, b'di'evid, the vlad is still kosher. Hare elu shlosha gittin psulin. So these are the three gittin that are pasul. V'mniseis havlad kosher. And if she would marry somebody else, the child would be kosher, would not be a mamzer. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, afal pi she'ein alav edim, even if there are no edim whatsoever. He just gives it to her in front of Edim. Kosher, this is a kosher get. According to Eliezer, Edim Misira Karti, like we've said, the main part of a get is giving over a get. So if he gives a get without Edim written on the get, she can actually go and marry Lechatchila. The Gova Minuchasim Mishubadim. And if it's not a get, like the Gemara explains, that's what the Mishnah is talking about, and this is just a regular shtar that did not have Edim on the shtar, but there were Edim that saw the giving over of the shtar, this shtar is strong enough that you can take from the chasim mishubadim, from karka. Sheine edim chos min alaget el mipnei tikkun olam. Because the whole reason that edim sign a get is because of tikkun olam, whether it's by gittin, whether it's by shtaris. By gittin, the tikkun olam is maybe the edim mesir will end up dying, and then the husband will come and say, I never divorced her, and where's your proof? She won't have those edim alive anymore. But really, make her a din, you don't need edim on the physical get, according to Rabbi Eliezer. And it seems, Taisyantif says, according to the Rav and even the Rambam, that the Allah is like Rabbi Eliezer, whether it's Gittin or whether it's Shtaris, that Me'ikra Din, you do not need the Edim signing on the get or the Shtar. Just Edim that are part of the Mesira, that see it given over.